Hey guys, it's Phil Hendry here for the world famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass, the subscription. You know, I'm looking at our website right now. I don't know how many of you have actually gone over to our website at philhendryshow.com, but we right there on the homepage have the daily podcast right up front. Today's show tells you to listen on podcast one, get past episodes, gives you a link as to where to get past episodes. You can also hear the show every day on iTunes. You can get your Backstage Pass subscription through iTunes, in fact, and hear the show daily over there. We also have banners, sliding banners, that direct you to our Miami archives, 1995 and 1996 tapes from Miami. We have a place where you can actually get the Backstage Pass. Other places to visit, we have a daily, shouldn't say daily, but we have a semi-regular news log, and this one is I'm Ted Bell. This is Ted Bell talking about his wife, Marcy, and that whole episode with her and the 32-ounce or 36-ounce Porter, Ted. We have the latest episodes, links to Wednesday, Tuesday. Here's one for Elcott, The Next Step. Here's one for the Saturday Cinema and Monday. So everything that we do on the show, including all of our weekend programming, which would be Saturday Cinema, Elcott, The Next Step, and a variety of other things, it all shows up right there on the homepage. So everything is linked there from the homepage. And then once you link into the interior, to the archives, and to all the other things, the character clips, you name it, you are in a wonderland. You can get lost in that website for days, if not weeks, if not months. So get a Backstage Pass subscription at philhendryshow.com.
Greatest value online other than porn, and that's scientifically been verified.
Bullshit. Hello, my name is Chris Norton, and a great many of you know who I am, and you've heard me on the Phil Hendry Show from time to time. I'm an adult film producer. I'm an adult film actor. I also have worked off and on as a pharmaceutical rep for a pharmaceutical company in Redondo Beach, California. But mostly what I do and what my real life's vocation is to produce, my goal is to produce high quality, top notch, top drawer adult films for a reasonable price that can be downloaded, very easily and very economically on your phone, on your iPad, on your lap pad, or your iTop, or however. I'm not familiar with a lot of these different computers, but I know many of you are. I have a pad. I have an iPad, and I also have a laptop, and those two, and also I have a phone, and that's, well, I also have a desktop too. That's all that I have at the present. Well, I also have an Android. So I have an iPhone and an Android. I got a laptop. I got what did I just say?
You said you had a laptop and you had an Android.
I know, man, but I said it.
You said you had what is it?
Yeah, so it's a laptop.
No, an iPad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have an iPad and I have a,
and a desktop.
And a desktop.
And an iPhone.
And I have an iPhone, yeah, and
you said you had an Android too.
And I also have an Android
and an iPad,
and I have a phone
and a laptop,
and I have a laptop too, yeah. So
you have a desktop too.
And I also have a desktop. Wait a minute, man. I've said it about 15 times, man.
Well, we're just reminding what you have.
Okay, I have a laptop, I have an iPad, I've got a lap pad, and I've got an iTop.
No, you got a lap, you got a lap,
you got a laptop, you got an iDesk, you have an iPad, you have a desktop, you have a pop top, you have a,
I got an iTop.
Yeah, an iTop and a desk pad.
And I got a desk pad, yeah. No, I don't, man.
Yes, you do, man.
And I got a desktop.
Yeah, you got a desktop, too.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to say the tools that I have as a filmmaker. Hold on, man. I got an iTop. I got a desk pad. I got a desktop. I got an iPhone.
You got an iPhone. You got an Android.
You got an iPhone. You have an Android. You have a desktop. You have a lap pad and an iTop.
And I have a lap pad and an iTop, and I have a laptop, and I have an iPad.
That's what you got.
Okay, anyway, that's... You know what, man?
Take a break.
We'll be right back. Chris Norton here. I wanted to tell you about, I want to talk to you about what Ms. Dooley, Bobby Dooley, was on a Phil Hendry Show, and she talked about walking bow-legged, and I wanted to, The world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by the Phil Henry Show website. A subscription for a month or for a year could very well save your life, save your mind, save what's left of the fun and frivolity that you get each and every day out of your life. And we think that part of that should be a visit with the Phil Henry Show. 50,000 plus hours of some of the greatest audio entertainment and comedy that you've ever heard in your life. And we stand by that. We really honestly do. We can't guarantee it, but we stand by it, unless, of course, a car comes at us, and then we'll dive away and let it get hit.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online, they tell me, I don't know, other than porn. That's what they tell me.
Yeah, this guy, Chris, welcome back, Chris Norton here on a Phil Henry Show. I like that advertisement that Mr. Henry does, the greatest value online other than porn, because porn is, and, you know, I don't like the term porn. I like more adult film. Adult filmography and a lot of what, you know, and I have done a lot of movies for being someone who's new. I've done Restrod, Let's Climb Restrod's Mountain. I've done Took a Walk in Her Backyard late last night, about 9:45. I did Breast, Acid to Breast. The other one, Farmer's Daughter, Return of Gagriculture. We just did that. And the big one that we're really looking forward to is Daffy Dick, which is a comedian, a guy who goes, the whole film stars a very, very talented actor, Steve Strapon, who is a massive talent. And we're very, very happy, and we consider ourselves lucky to get Steve on. And he was born, his family name is spelled O-N-N, Steve on, and he got the nickname very early on as Steve Strapon. And also Lois Blouse Clown and Daisy Chain, another actress that we are, you know, very proud of, and her and Daffy Dick. So that's one of the films that we're doing. But there's a lot, you know, on our plate, you know. There's a lot on a Chris Norton plate. And I suppose as a filmmaker, if you say that there's a lot on our plate, and I'm an adult filmmaker, it follows that I have so much on my plate that it may gag, you know, it wouldn't gag me, but it could gag up, you know, your girlfriend or something. I don't mean your girlfriend, but you know what I'm saying. So we've got a lot on our plate, enough to gag it, and but we got enough on our plate to gag it, but we're not bagging it, you know, like that. What?
All right, good for you.
Yeah, you got a good lineup.
Just keep going.
So why we're here on a program today is I had heard Ms. Dooley yesterday on the Phil Henry Show. She talked about what we call in the adult film business high noon. And that means if you're walking bow-legged, it's sort of like, you know, time to take a week off. And that's a rough thing to do in our business, because there is a lot of turnover. A lot of actors get tired of doing adult films, and they go off into legitimate cinema, or they go into acting, you know, on a stage, or they, like I said, they do a legitimate cinema. But the ones that stay need to take, you know, a month off if it's high noon. Now, high noon is, wait a minute, man, you're not supposed to.
That's supposed to interview.
Oh. I'm just leading it with some questions.
I'm doing it myself. So, I mean, but yeah, since you at high noon is, that's, we'll say, like for instance, say Lois Blouse Clown, Daisy Chain, Candy Pole, Pulsit, you know, Pulsit Wilson, or for instance, you know, even the guys can be, you know, they're walking bow-legged because they've been spending too much time doing what we call the crab, which is you squat down. I don't want to get too graphic or anything, but that can cause bow-leggedness, what we call high noon at the beach, because that means, you know, you've been did the crab too much. Yeah, you've been did the crab too much, and so, you know, it's high noon at the beach. And we'd say that, then the ADs and the PD and PAs, and the an AD is an assistant director, and a PA production assistant. That's PA, and then an AP is assistant producer. So anyway, we'll say, hey, you know what? Looks like Steve Strapon. It's high noon at the beach. Because then we'll take a look and we'll say, hey, Steve, why don't you take a lunch break? And he'll walk off the set, and he's just kind of walking along back, you know, rocking back and forth on going bow-legged. And so, you know, a lot of times you don't even have to say high noon at the beach. You could just start going, I'm an old cowhand on a Rio Grande, like that, you know. For the women, it's just strictly high noon. And you'll just say things like, or you could sing a song like, you know, she's the yellow rose of Tessus. It's the only one I know. If you've ever heard a song, Yellow Rose of Tessus. Yeah. So that those two songs, if we start singing, you know, Yellow Rose of Tessus, or just, you know, indication that there's legs that are bowed out. And so that tells me that we have to not rewrite the script so much as we have to, you know, move some scenes around until the legs straighten out. And that could be 2 days, 3 days, something like that. I know what you're asking me, and you ask, okay, we know what causes the bow leg in a male adult film actor. What causes the bow leg in the females? And I think you could probably understand. And that's why I wanted to get to that. Ms. Dooley was on the show yesterday. She's on a Phil Henry show yesterday. And she's all, yeah, she knew a dude named Dave Slavman. Well, it turns out Dave Slavman is very well known to us here in the adult film market. Dave Slavman lives over here in West Hills and has done a couple films for me. He was in a film called Zombie Sess. He played the head zombie, like the head of a zombie organization of zombies that was having sex with living people in EM, you know. And I know a lot of you think that might be the Mexican zombie movie that I did. It was not the Mexican zombie movie. I did Mexican Zomba, which is plural for, you know, that's a lot of zombie. I did Mexican Zomba on a dare. When Lance Germain was my manager, and he said, I dare you go Mexico and do Mexican Zomba. And I'm like, what? You know, who cares, man? So I went down, I did Mexican Zomba. I did it for $150, and I paid the actors, I think I paid the actors like 50 cents an hour or something like that. Yeah, what, General?
Are you kidding me? I'm sitting here listening to this. 50 cents an hour. God, man, it's ripping them off.
Hey, man, these are actors that are just getting into it. They're just starting out in adult films, okay? And I'm just starting, at that time, I was just starting out making adult films. So I was making it worth their while.
Well, at least did you pay their way?
Hey, you said I didn't have to answer no questions. But I mean, okay, I'll answer that one. Yeah, of course, I paid everybody's way to Mexico. And I put everybody up in a motel in Puerto Vallarta. And we shot Mexican Zomba for $150. I paid, the actors worked one day. They got 50 cents an hour, but they also got crass services.
You got crap services?
Okay, man, I'm gonna tell Mr. Henry I'm gonna leave.
All right, sorry.
And they got crass services, and they got fed. And Mexican Zomba was one of our hot sellers at Throw City. So I wouldn't be judging before you know the facts. And the facts are, Mexican Zomba was my most successful adult film up to that point. Okay, up to that point. And then after that, we did a lot of things, man. I mean, like I said, we did Took a Walk in Her Yard, in Her Backyard late last night. That did well. I mean, the movie that I was disappointed in, Gagriculture, did not sell. Farmer's Daughter, Return of the Gagriculture, was not, you know, a big seller. That, and also the one that is kind of tapered out is Sess in Space, Blasts Off of Mars. You know, and it's called Sess in Space, Blasts Off of Mars. That one started out really strong. It's tailed out. It's just tailing out, and it's just, you know, it's tailed off. But I think I've got very high hopes for Daffy Dick. And like I say, Steve Strap-On, I think, is a great new star. Lois Blouse Clown, I mean, she does it. She brings it every single film that we feature her in. So, having said all that, I am excited about the possibility. I'm not going to bring Bobby Dooley to the screen. Ms. Dooley she's a wife and she's got a husband, and she's not a adult film actress, but I do want to bring the Dave Slavman story. I do want to bring Dave Slavman to the screen, and that's why I'm putting the finishing touches on a script called The Dave Slavman Story. and it tells the story of a high school a dude who was good at golf, and he went out with this girl from the beach, and who is like from El Toro or something. And then he went out, and then after he saw that she was walking bow-legged, he thought maybe he had a career in adult film. I gotta figure it out, and so I thought I'd get Tom Dovka, who I know Mr. Henry has had on his show, and he advises on radio and he advises on media. And Mr. Dovka is like I said, he's pretty well known as an advisor. And Mr. Dovka, it's Chris Norton. How are you?
Yeah, Chris, great to talk to you today, and congratulations on your. You got this, and you had this film, right? It's Dave Slevin, right?
That's right, sir. And the question I have for you is that I want to bring to the table, this is really the story, the Dave Slevin story. And he's going to be, a high school golfer like it was. Then he goes out with this girl and notices that she walks bow-legged and decides, he should go into adult film.
Well, first of all, how does she know? So she notices, he noticed?
No, he notices.
He notices that his girlfriend is walking bow-legged. and so that's what gives him the idea?
Yeah, he sees that and he decides that...
Hold on for just a minute. Turn here. Turn here and do a left. Turn here and do a left. You missed the street. Go ahead.
Well, you were asking me...
My only question is... Yeah, good. Here and then another left. My only question is that, he notices that she's walking bow-legged. So she's got nothing to... So, and that's the decision. So this female, this character, she's got no actual part in this?
Well, that was the thing I was going to ask you, because it's based upon Dave Slavin's story. And Dave Slavin went on to become a pretty prominent and predominant member of, well, not really, but Dave Slavin went on to do some adult films, but I knew of the name as soon as I heard it on Mr. Henry's show yesterday.
Okay.
So, I want to tell Dave Slavin's story, but my question is, and the girl that he says, oh, wow, she I've been dating her for, 6 months or six or 7 months, and she's walking bow-legged. I think I should go into adult film.
Okay.
And I wonder if it's important that I bring out that woman that was walking bow-legged was his girl, was Bobby Dooley.
Well, you're going to have to get her to sign off on it. You're going to have to get her to sign a release,
Even if it's a true story, because Dave Slavin says,
Well, Dave Slavin can say whatever he wants. Dave Slavin can say that there's green cheese on the moon, see? And you can go. You could even put that into a movie. You could say, Dave Slavin says there's green cheese on the moon. There's no one that would file a law, even though we know there's no green cheese on the moon because we've been to the moon, and we now know that it's not made of green cheese. There was a time that people thought that it might have been made from the cheese, but we know that it's not.
Uh-huh.
So that's not a suable or actionable offense. You're just lying and saying the moon is still made out of green cheese, prove you wrong. But when you talk about a human being, a real, breathing, living human being like this Dooley, who I never heard her on a show. Have you heard her before?
Yes, sir, I have. She's been on Mr. Henry's show.
Okay. She sounds like she's high and mighty. She sounds like she thinks she's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I just anticipate that when you're dealing with a woman like that who thinks she thinks that whatever, when she sits down in the morning in the bathroom and closes the door, and she doesn't need to light a match. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. So you mention her in the Dave Slavin biopic. What's it going to be called?
The working title is The Dave Slavin Story.
All right, and you didn't know about this until she mentioned it?
No, I when she mentioned it, I knew the name Dave Slavin because I knew that he worked in adult films very briefly. I think some of the people I work with, like, I think Bob Meat.
Who?
Bob Meat. I think Bob Meat. Bob Meat's retired now, but he is legendary in the adult film business,
Bob Meat. Hold on for a minute. Where are we now? Are we on a railroad track? No, it's Dugan's. We're an hour late for this. Go ahead.
No, no. I mean, but he worked with Bob Meade.
I don't know who Bob. I wouldn't know Bob Meade if he started going bad. You understand what I mean? That, you know, Meade going bad.
Yeah, that's.
What I'm trying to say to you. Where are we anyway? We're in the middle of a desert. Hold on, Chris, for just one second.
Yes, sir. I'm talking to Tom Dovka, who's a program consultant.
We're in the middle of the desert. We're supposed to go to Pasadena. How do we wind up out here? Turn around and go back. I'm in California. You know, I come from Chicago. And I got my driver here, and we're supposed to go to Pasadena for a party. And this guy's got me on the edge of the Mojave Desert.
Sorry, I'll correct the error.
Yeah, you do that. All right, so your worry is that Dooley's going to do what?
Well, I mean, the worry is that Bobby Dooley will sue me if I say, this is the Dave Slavman story. And in the Dave Slavman story, you know, we will have his, like, you know, when he started dating as a young man, he meets this girl, she's walking bow-legged. And we just thought, you know, yeah, that was, her name is Bobby Dooley.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it because I think she's litigious. I think she is litigious, you know, however you want to say it. She likes to sue. She likes to go in the courtroom. She likes to smell us, the courtroom, the look of the courtroom, everything about courtrooms she likes. And I think she would sue you until there was nothing left of you. She'd sue you until you were 2 feet tall. That's what she'd do. Understand about that, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, so I would say, if you're going to say Dave Slavin's story, and Dave Slavin, when I would, this is the only girl that he ever made walk bow-legged.
Well, no, I mean, it's an interesting story because we have a face, we have a name. I mean, Dave Slavin. I've seen interviews with him, and he said, down through the years, have been he'd been had sexual relationships where there's bow-legged women. You know, there's a whole line of bow-legged women. So.
Well, I wouldn't go near it, man. If you want to mention those bow-legged women, don't mention Bobby Dooley's name. Just make up a name.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Can I just go ahead and...
Well, look, I'm not a lawyer, okay? I'm a program consultant. But I would tell you, I think if you just make up a name, just call her Daisy... What's the one? Daisy Chain?
Well, I don't want to call her that. That's a real person.
Well, then make a name up or some call. You say Dave Slavin went out with a girl named Mary Brown.
Well, okay, I know what you're saying.
Right, but you can't use her real name. And right now, you and I are talking about this... And this Dooley might be out there listening to what's going on.
Get on. Okay, what?
Over here.
Okay, they told me she called in.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
She called in on, where is he?
Down on line two.
Okay, man, I don't know how to use the phone system around here. Ms. Dooley, you're on with, Tom Dovka.
Yes, hi. I heard my name mentioned in relation to Dave Slavman. And I understand. Are you the host of the show, sir?
Yeah, this is Chris Norton.
Oh, I know who you are.
Ms. Dooley, this is Tom Dovka.
I know who you are. I'm addressing myself to the host of the show. I heard you mention Dave Slavin, who's an ex-boyfriend of mine, and I further heard you mention the fact that one weekend he dropped me off at my parents' house, and he watched me go up the driveway bow-legged.
I understand this. They talk about... Ms. Dooley.
I'm talking to the host of the show.
Yes, ma'am, because that I heard you say that.
Well, what gives you the right to openly discuss that?
Ms. Dooley, if I could...
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the host of the show.
Well, I mean, Tom Dovka is a programming consultant.
Ms. Dooley, he has every right to talk about anything he's heard publicly published on the airwaves, the Phil Henry Show. You talked about that.
I talked about, but I'm hearing you talking about putting this in a movie.
I mean, I'm putting the Dave Slavin, I'm producing the Dave Slavin story.
The Dave Slavin,
you gonna make a movie out of that? That's my wife.
Hey, Mr. Dooley, I can't talk to you.
Can I talk to him? Hey, hold on, Dooley.
You're not supposed to even be there.
Don't tell me if you. Go ahead.
Mr. Dooley, I'm simply trying to interview. I'm trying to interview Tom Dovka so I can be tasteful and so it tastes right. Not tastes right.
Well, you're not going to put anything on a film that mentions me strolling up the driveway. So it was a Monday morning. And my father is up there watching his only daughter walking side to side. And that's when I hear my kid brother, a greasy little punk, if ever one lived, in the kitchen going, Mamas, don't let your cowboys, you know, Steve?
Yeah, Mamas, don't let your cowboys grow up to be, well, he did say bow-legged.
He said bow-legged. you know,
Ms. Dooley, I'm not here to argue with you. I don't want to make you look. I'm not going to mention your name in the movie, in the Dave Slabman, in the life and times of Dave Slabman.
Well, what's the name of this movie again?
Dooley, it's Tom Dopka. The movie's going to be called the Dave Slabman Story.
Who are you? One of the producers?
No, ma'am. I'm just consulting.
Tom Dopka's consulting. I will not mention your name. I will not mention no. I will not mention your name. I'll have to mention the general. And it kind of what I'll do is I'll put in a fictitious character that represents five or six girls, and say this one girl walked bow-legged. You know.
One girl walked bow-legged.
Make my wife look bad. Mr. Dooley, we're not trying to make your wife look bad. We're trying to...
I thought you were the producer of this thing.
No, but I'm advising this young man on doing the movie.
We're not going to mention your name at all, Ms. Dooley. Your name will not be in the movie at all.
My wife look bad.
Steve, shut up. Shut up before I really do nail you right in the testicles. You understand me? You got that, homeboy? Are you trying to tell me...
Shut up. Ms. Dooley, what we're saying to you is there will be no... although you calling this show tonight and talking about it, everybody listening in right now can hear you talk about the day you got dropped off at your house after a weekend with Dave Slabman, and you bull-legged it all the way to the front door with your kid brother singing. What was it?
My kid brother was singing, "Mamas don't let your babies grow up to get to be bull-legged."
I thought you did that about the...
The song goes, Mama don't let your baby... Don't let your dead baby... Or...
No, it's not dead baby.
How dare you? I'm a mother and a wife, and I do stretching. I do yoga. I do a lot of stretching. I'm not bow-legged as much as I once was.
Talk about mamas don't let your baby grow up to be a bow-legged.
No, and don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
That's what I meant to say. And that's what my kid brother was singing as I walked up the driveway. It was a long week. It was a fun weekend. Don't get me wrong. Up and down Pacific Coast Highway, Laguna Beach, down to Carlsbad, Del Mar, back to Laguna Beach, back up to Newport Beach, then back in the car. We hit every...
It was a fun weekend, huh? My wife doesn't want to talk to you anymore. My wife wants you to know she doesn't want to see any bowed legs or any woman who's named Bobby Dooley. Otherwise, go...
Okay, that's Bobby Dooley and Tom Dopka. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts, you say, what are my thoughts? My thoughts are that's a woman who obviously likes the publicity. Otherwise, she wouldn't have called in and say, you know, the thing that she say. And my other thought, I had two thoughts. The one thought said, I don't think she is serious. I think she wants the publicity. And then another thought that I have is that she would get publicity by suing you.
I'm not going to mention.
Hold on for a minute.
Where the hell are we, Vinny? Pretty sure we're going back to L.A. Back to L.A.? I just saw Nevada County.
Look, I'm going to have to go here in a minute.
No, I know, Mr. Dopka.
But I wanted to tell you that she will get publicity by suing you. So she may sue you just for the cheap chiseling.
Yeah, she may sue me just to get the cheap chiseling publicity.
Right. My advice, don't mention a name. If you do the scene where there's a bow-legged girl walking up a driveway, just be it in silhouette. It could be just a generic woman, you know, bow-legged.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Well, good luck with this. What's it called, Dave Slabman, huh? Is Dave Slabman still alive?
Yeah, Dave Slabman's alive. That's the other thing. I got to contact him and get permission.
You haven't even talked to this guy?
No, I mean, I'm not yet, but I'm...
Who's going to play Dave Slabman? Is it going to be him?
No, I've got in mind an actor, a young actor. Dave Slabman was kind of dark hair and, you know, kind of was hairy and kind of a big hairy guy. This guy is blonde and about 5'7", but the dude is packing serious, you know, ammunition. And
all right, I understand. I don't care who you hire. I just wanted this Dave Slabman. You got to get him to sign off.
If I'm going to use his name.
Well, good luck with that.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to put him in a bad light. I mean, anyway, thanks a lot, Tom Dopka.
Yeah, well, you know, you.
It's Tom Dopka, who is a programming consultant who is on the Phil Henry Show, too. This is Chris Norton. And like I say, we. was in touch. We was in touch with. Well, we're not. We have not yet been in touch with Dave Slabman, but I do have a young actor who's a young up and comer by the name of Terry Curtinrod. So the name, you know.
So his name's Terry Curtinrod.
You're not supposed to talk, General.
Yeah, you're not supposed to talk.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's a young up and coming actor named Terry Curtinrod. He's going to be. I think he's going to be a very big star, and he's going to be bringing assess. Brand accessible energy for the Dave Slabman story. He doesn't look anything. Dave Slabman's about 6'4", is big and, black hair, black curly hair, hairy. And Terry Curtinrod is about 5'7 or 5'6", and he's, very slightly built and everything. But he's got about 9-10 pounds just swinging, free. So, I don't want to get too graphic or anything, but that's why, so we'll darken his hair and we'll, just... We'll call him Dave Slabman. And that's the story in that. Okay, so thank you very much. You just heard, thanks to Tom Dovka. Thanks to Ms. Bobby Dooley called in. Her husband called in too. And I thank General Shaw and Bud Digman for sitting in here. This has been Chris Norton, Bird's Eye View from a Bedroom. Here on Chris Norton's Bird's Eye View from a Bedroom. Is the new name. That's going to be the name of the show.
Good for you.
Chris Norton's A Bird's Eye View from the Bedroom is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated Rice Reserve Podcast 1. I'm Chris Norton. Join me again next time for another view, a Bird's Eye View from the Bedroom.
Chris Norton, a presentation of Throb City Productions.
Yeah, all right.